Hello.
Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Zach. You had filled out a web form on my website on Bird Lane.
Yeah.
How's your day going?
It's pretty good.
Good, man. Well, I know where the house is at. I have a few in the area off 623. So tell me, why'd you fill out a form?
I just seen it. I was checking it out, and I am probably going to end up selling it soon.
What's making you want to sell it? I saw you bought it just a couple of years
Well, me and my fiance, we had a split, so we just agreed on selling it.
Okay. And does she want to sell it as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're interested in it. What's your timeline looking like?
Are selling it?
Yes, sir.
Probably within the next 6 months somewhere.
Do you have somewhere else to go? Do you know where you're going?
Yeah, I'm in the process of figuring that out now.
Okay. I mean, moving from A to B is one thing, but then selling your house and then moving somewhere else, it's A, B, C, D, all the letters in the alphabet.
Yeah.
So I guess my question is, does it make sense to button this up on the front end and then go forward, or what exactly are you looking to do? I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I guess my question is, how are you going to execute it?
Well, first, I was seeing what type of offer I would get, and then I'm gonna talk to her and see what she wants to do as well.
Okay. I haven't. Can you tell me how many bedrooms there are, just to confirm? Three. It's a 3-1.
Yeah, 3 bedrooms, 1 bathroom.
Okay. Okay. I mean, it's no secret, with you buying it just a couple of years ago, I mean, it's really not really any equity in it.
Yeah, I know. Me personally, I wanted to keep it, but it's not. She wants to sell it, so I can't force her to let me keep it, so.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I mean, we can make a, solution that's customized to, you guys' appetite, and we could figure something out. I think, getting this thing dealt with is going to allow you to, figure out your next steps.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we could, I mean, you wouldn't necessarily, I'm not sure exactly. Are you looking to walk away with something? But
Yeah, that's pretty much why she wants to sell it. She wants to walk away with something.
what does she want to walk away with?
Well, our realtor was saying she was expecting like we could probably get around 255 for 250 on the open market. So that would be roughly what we currently owe, roughly about 40,000.
That's what you guys would make, you said?
Yeah.
You guys, well, I mean, assuming, it passes inspection and all that,
Yeah.
good stuff. Are you confident that it will?
Yeah, it should. We just recently got an inspection done on it when we bought it a couple of years ago, so nothing major wrong with it.
All right. Well, I mean, we're interested. We might be able to, get you something close to that, but I don't think 40 is really, realistic. You can reach out to me or, 100 other, investors. They're gonna give you a lowball offer, which
Yeah.
we're not in the business of doing. We don't need to buy this house. We'd love to buy it, but it's got to make sense.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, if you're flexible on the 40, there might be something that we can do, but other than that.
Yeah. Do you have like a office or something we could probably sit down to talk at?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Do you want to meet tomorrow?
Let me see. I have to talk to her and see if she's able to.
Are y'all on good terms?
Yeah, for the most part.
Well, that's good. Me and mine aren't.
Yeah, I know how that can be.
Yeah. More inconvenient, if anything.
Yeah, we do pretty decent.
Yeah, well, I mean, how about this? It's what, almost 9 a.m. now. Why don't I give you a call, or you can call me back, one or the other,
Okay.
and I don't know, by 5 p.m. or, and we can just kind of go from there. And
All right, that'll work.
we'll see if y'all are available tomorrow.
Okay.
My office is in Ashland.
Ashley?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
I'm pretty much all next week.
Okay. And
I don't have to work or anything, so.
what about her? Do you know if she has work?
No, she does, but she's usually off around 4, somewhere around there.
Okay. So, realistically, if we met tomorrow, what time would we probably meet? Just to get her an idea.
I could see if she could get off a little early. I could see if she could get off a little early. Well, actually, no, tomorrow may not be good because we do have a call with our mortgage company tomorrow to ask a few questions, talk about a few things. So, tomorrow probably wouldn't be good. I think we have that call at 4 o'clock.
Would today be better?
I doubt she'll be able to do it today.
Okay.
But I can talk to her and just let her know everything, and we can go from there.
Yeah, so we can, help you solve your problem with getting you out of what you're in. And it's pretty simple. I mean, do you have any questions?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay. All right. Well, how about I give you a call back before 5 p.m. and we'll kind of just go from there.
Okay, that'll work.
All right, Jeremy. Thank you.
All right, appreciate it.